Our scripture lesson this morning comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of the evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. As Paul was writing this letter to Timothy, he was not having a very enjoyable time in jail once again. Most of his life had been filled with pain and suffering that he had endured to spread the good news of the gospel. Despite this, he figured out how to be happy and content. This is an example that we all can learn from. If Paul can stay committed to God in the circumstances presented to him, we should be able to deal with the circumstances placed in front of us as well. We just have to approach it the right way. Still, it is easier said than done. I think it would be safe to assume that every person in this room has encountered challenges at one point or another. Many of Paul's were physical. He was imprisoned countless times and was eventually executed because of his faith. As Christians in America today, we face a much different set of challenges, but we are tested nonetheless. We may not be physically punished for being Christians, but life is full of ups and downs. Loved ones pass away, friends betray us, jobs are lost, marriages end, cancer strikes. Adversity is almost always seen as negative, as it causes pain, disappointment, frustration, doubt, and other similar emotions. However, challenges also present a great opportunity. It is all dependent on the mentality you have when experiencing them. When you go through something negative, it is a chance to grow. Hardships are a way to dig deep into our faith and expand it. The easiest way to practice loving your enemies is for someone to wrong you. Obviously, it is not an enjoyable experience, but it is great practice. The more times we forgive people, the easier it becomes. We generally have to forgive people only if they have hurt us. If our goal is to become more like Jesus, then we need to focus on the people that try our patience, hurt our feelings, and make us angry, because those are the people that are most difficult to love. And Jesus calls us to love everyone just like he did. Every trial and tribulation we experience is an opportunity to take the next step in our faith journey. All we have to do is see it that way. The first time I learned this incredibly valuable lesson was when my parents got divorced. I felt like my world was falling apart. I was scared and angry. I didn't feel like I deserved to have to experience the pain of watching my family, the way I had known it my entire life, disappear. This happened just as my faith was beginning to really take shape, which was an incredible blessing. I had no idea what my future was going to look like, and I didn't involve God in the process as much as I should have, but I was eventually able to trust his plan for me. It was a slow process, not a fast one. In some instances, we lose sight of God for a little while, even though he is right beside us the whole time. Looking back on it now, my parents' divorce forced me to grow up fast and made me the person that I am today. No event has been more influential in my 18 years on this planet. It is abundantly clear to me that God used this very trying time in my life to transform me, and I am so thankful for that. Now that I can see just how much God can use a difficulty for good, I approach every challenge in my life differently. I try to see how God might be at work, helping to deepen my faith or teach me something. That isn't to say that every trial and tribulation you experience will end up being one of the best moments of your life, but more often than not, some positive can be found. Having a positive outlook on a difficult situation can be incredibly hard to do. Thankfully, We never have to go through the tough times in our lives alone. God is always there with us. He will never put us through something we can't overcome, but we need His help to do so. When an incredibly painful event occurs that has a substantial impact on our lives, our first instinct is usually to think about how difficult it will be to overcome whatever has happened and think there is no way to get through this. While that is a completely understandable reaction, there is hope when that challenge is compared to God's immense power and love. Professional basketball player Jeremy Lin beautifully put this into perspective when he said, "Sometimes you come up against a mountain and you end up making the mountain seem bigger than God." We will all encounter mountains in our lives. We make the choice whether to allow God to join us in that struggle or try to make it through ourselves. In his letter to the church in Philippi, which we read part of earlier, Paul tells them that he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Jesus also emphasizes this point in the book of Matthew, declaring that with God, all things are possible. When we are able to remember this in the good times as well as the bad, we will have hope, which is a very powerful thing. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God tells us he has plans to give us a hope and a future, plans to for us to prosper and not to harm us. This is probably not the first thought that comes to mind when things aren't going well, but holding on to that promise is crucial. It makes all the difference when we look at things from the perspective that God is trying to help us, not cause us pain. We probably have all experienced times when it felt like God abandoned us. If we can remember everything that God has promised, we will be able to shake that feeling of abandonment. God never has and never will leave us out to dry. Our lives are defined not by only by what happens in them, but by how we respond to what happens. While we can't control everything that happens to us, we have a significant amount of control over how we respond. This is especially important when responding to challenges. In his book, Above the Line, Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer talks about the two ways we can respond to something. We can have an above-the-line response or a below-the-line response. Above-the-line responses, he says, are conscious and thoughtful, made in alignment with the larger vision of where you want to go. Below-the-line responses, on the other hand, are directed by impulse or the gravitational pull of old habits. Responding below the line is our natural instinct. The good news, though, is that with enough focus, determination, and assistance from God, we can respond above the line to whatever we might be up against. We don't need to rely on anyone but God. We decide how we want to respond. Meyer goes on to put this philosophy into an equation. Event plus response is equal to the outcome. What I love about this equation is that we have a huge impact on what the outcome of everything in our lives will be, since the response is mostly on us. Whether things are going well or going poorly, the outcome can't negatively affect us unless we let it. That being said, some things hurt so much that we really have no choice. Sometimes we have to reach rock bottom and mourn before we pull ourselves back up with God's assistance. Allowing God to take charge will create a sense of calm in the middle of a storm. The most important ingredient to having a positive response to challenges is to have open communication with God throughout the process. God will allow you to persevere in any situation, but you have to let Him be involved. This takes a significant amount of trust. We often wonder why God has permitted a certain obstacle to come into our lives, and we get angry with Him when we are in a dark place. Being angry with God is not a bad thing, but it is crucial that at some point we come back to trusting His plan. Often, this takes time as we adjust to whatever has happened. We must buy in to what God is trying to do, even if we don't like it or don't know what the end result will be. When we stop resisting or trying to change His plan, our relationship with Him goes to a whole new level. We give up control, which is a very hard thing to do. These past couple of months have shown me just how powerful giving control to God can be. I had hours of homework practically every day that I didn't have to work. My plans for prom were blown to pieces. Events had to be coordinated with friends who aren't always the most reliable. My application to be the speaker of my high school graduation was rejected, and there always seemed to be something else that had to get done all the time. The way I felt God was challenging me wasn't in the events themselves. In the grand scheme of things, they really aren't that big of a deal at all. What God taught me was that we can find peace during times of chaos if we stop thinking that we can figure out God's plan for us and instead allow Him to show us what that plan is. Once I decided to stop worrying and trust God, life became much more enjoyable. God can work in magical ways, even in tumultuous times, if we let go and give it all to Him. God gives us the gift of free choice. We choose if we want to follow Him or not. We decide how involved we want Him to be in our life. God doesn't force us to do anything. He also gives us the choice of how we want to respond to challenges. Every time one occurs, God is offering His help in getting through it. He presents an opportunity for some of the darkest moments in our lives to be times where we turn to Him and allow Him to work inside us, where we can take a bad experience and come out of it a better person, more in tune with what God wants for our lives. Free choice is a blessing and a curse. We don't have to do anything, but we are responsible for taking the initiative. I firmly believe that God has a unique plan for each and every one of us. Having that belief has been at the center of overcoming any adversity I have encountered. When you begin to look at challenges as part of God's plan for you and an opportunity to deepen your faith and your relationship with God, your life can change. Choosing to see the bad in a good and a bad situation and responding accordingly with God's help makes enduring hardships much easier. Challenges are called challenges for a reason. They are difficult to go through. Looking at the larger picture provides hope and helps us remember just how powerful God is. Those challenges are one of the absolute best ways to transform our faith. Calling out to God in the valleys and watching how He comes and meets us there will forever change your relationship with Him. Laying it all on the line and relying on God to be there for you, which He always is, will show you just how much He really does love you. Life is a battle. We have to fight to get through the lows, and it's almost never enjoyable. The lessons we learn, the trust in God that we gain, and the way we grow from challenges God can put in our way, or at least allow to happen, can be invaluable. We make the decision if we want these things to happen or not. It is all in our responsibility.